Okay, so this is not about sexual fluidity, but it is about career fluidity. I just started a new job in October. I left a hospital job to join a clinic job. So I'm a physician in infectious diseases. But the crazy thing is, before getting the training, I had my first transgender patient in my exam room. Totally did not know what I was doing. But it was really, really good to know that just by being present with the patient and being sort of where they are, you know, meet the patient where they are, just sort of asking questions, are you okay? Do the hormones feel right? Do you feel right in your body? It all really worked out really well. It was a trans female who was dating a trans male, which was all kinds of confusion to me because I hadn't learned any of this yet. But it was very comforting to know that if you just connect with the human being that's in front of you, it can all work out in the end. So we have a great preceptor and a great mentor at Chase Brexton who teaches us how to deal or how to learn and connect with your patients. The colleagues that I have at Chase Brexton are amazing, and they teach you so many wonderful aspects of your own career and your own job that I never thought I would have a chance to learn. So I'm really glad I changed jobs and that I'm at Chase Brexton and that I'm learning about this new field that I never thought I'd have a chance to do. And the other really cool thing is my husband and I are attending a wedding of a gay male Indian couple in Killeen, Texas next year. So I will report back after we get... I'm really, really excited to know what this is all going to be about. But anyways, there's some really interesting things happening in life. And I think keeping an open mind and connecting with the human in front of you is all what it's all about. So I really appreciate the time that I've been given to speak up here. Thanks.